We return to the professor's office, where he and Petunia are engaged in naughtiness.
Why, Professor? I never knew just how sexy you could be!
Thank you, Petunia. Wait a minute. Your name is Petunia?
Yes, as well you knew!
I'm afraid I may know a little too well.
What do you mean?
It's almost too terrible to say.
Tell me!
Meanwhile, Dylan and Veronica have taken a wrong turn.
This dark, mysterious road isn't so bad. Look, there's a light we can head toward.
I don't know, Dylan. What if it's something bad?
Don't be silly. Let's go investigate.
All right, but I don't like it. Goodness! It's floating in the air!
Well, maybe it's just the moon.
At that moment, Steve is struggling with his amnesia. You're Mary Lou, right?
That's right, my darling.
And I'm Steve?
You are correct again, honey bun.
But I only have one memory.
Sadly enough, that's true, my dear Stephen.
Then how do I know you?
Well, we recently broke up. Yes, we are dating one another and are very much in love.
Tune in next week to NIM to learn the fates of these characters.
Me llamo Juanito. Quiero hablar inglés. Solamente hablo español.
What is it that the professor has realized? Is the floating light really the moon? Will Steve fall for Mary Lou's deception? And just why was this conclusion interrupted by a small Mexican boy?